Aircheckdownloads.com.
Piccadilly had been broadcasting the same programs on both medium wave and FM until 1988, when Piccadilly and Key 103 went their separate ways. Former program controller Mike Briscoe and present-day boss Mark Story explain what went wrong at first.
Looking back on that period when Key 103 started and Piccadilly Gold was set up on the medium wave and FM, the mistake we made, to be honest with you, was listening to the market researchers and these so-called professionals instead of using our gut feeling as broadcasters. And so that, to my mind, I think was what was wrong when the split first started. Piccadilly Gold was more or less as it is now, you know, 60s, 70s music and 80s, appealing to a more older audience, which was which is fine. The problem was on the FM frequency, which is now Piccadilly Key. The first mistake we made on that, and again through the advertising agents, the market research people, was actually to leave the name Piccadilly off it. We just called it Key 103.
Key 103.
I think the radio station had gone through a split which hadn't worked out particularly well. Piccadilly was quite brave in that it decided to put out two different programmes quite early on. It was one of the very first of the independent radio stations to do that, and Piccadilly's always been, hasn't been afraid to take chances. The initial split into Key 103 and Piccadilly 1152 hadn't worked particularly well. We arrived in, Keith Pringle and myself arrived in August 1990. It certainly things had begun to improve at that stage, but the listening figures were quite low. So we set about changing a few things and launched Piccadilly Gold in October of 1990. That was an immediate success. It just took off immediately, and Key 103 steadily built up to the situation we're in today, which I'm glad to say we're market leader and have the best audience figures for, I think, well over a decade of, I think, nearly 13 years.
AircheckDownloads.com.